Since 2005, the officers involved with the OK program mentor young black males. In the weekly Saturday program and through daily contact, including house visits, the 6 full-time officers and 2 volunteers worked to reduce the high incarceration rates of African-American males. This year, they worked with 207 middle school and high schoolers, emphasizing education, including going to school every day and doing homework. Sergeant Timothy Knight, director of the OK program, says many African-American males they work with are dealing with issues of poverty, crime, incarceration, drugs, violence, and rehabilitation, just to name a few.
We want to look beyond that to the real core of problem, and that's responsibility of our young men. They need to take ownership of themselves, of their behavior. We do not tolerate abuse of women, use of profanity, use of the N-word. Raising the bar to where the young men are no longer tolerating it from their peers. We want them to be responsible men who care both for themselves, their families, and their community.
One thing the officers have noticed is the stress the kids assume in their homes, such as parents putting the electricity bill in their name. During the meetings, the officers stand while the kids sit, showing that the officers are willing to deal with these adult problems and reduce the young people's stress. 10 guys in the program were willing to talk about their relationships with the police and how the OK program has helped shape their attitudes about becoming responsible adults. One of them, 18-year-old Timothy Davis, who recently graduated from Arlington High School, has been involved in the OK program for 2 years.
Okay, I feel that everybody has a want to do good. They want to do something positive. But the OK program shows us and gives us guidelines on what to do in order to reach that goal.
OK officers are available to the kids 24 hours a day and often help with troubles at home. 18-year-old Sam Bell, who graduated Arlington High School in May, says being involved with the OK program has helped academically. Starting the program with a 1.4 GPA, this year he maintained a 3.4 GPA and plans to attend college in the fall. The officers have also helped him with problems at home.
Back my sophomore year, I had a house fire, you know, lost everything. And I just called them up. They came out, you know, pitched in a little money for a hotel stay for the night. Then the Red Cross helped us. But you don't see no other police officer, you know, taking time out their schedule to come see you. All they do is just say, sorry that happened, and keep on moving.
Knight says one of the biggest successes of the program has been keeping males out of jail.
We had students in and out of the juvenile center, and the recidivism rate when we came was, I believe, 35%. Last year was our last record of it. We had a 3% recidivism rate last year, and this year we've had a 0% recidivism rate. So we're making progress.
Michael Callahan, who also graduated in May, now has plans to join the military. He says he feels comfortable with the officers because they understand who he is and where he's from.
The officers in the program, they're from basically the same upbringing we're from. They've been through the same situations we have. They know what we're going through, so whenever we have a problem, they completely understand.
These officers are committed to the program, hoping that their involvement will help the kids succeed in their lives. For Y Press, I'm Max Gabovich.